All right, Woody. And, yeah, man, I got to tell you, it's going to be fun Thursday being out with the Canes and first day of pads on. And, man, it's off and running. And I'm guessing they're already starting to watch tape of Notre Dame. Pretty simple game plan. They're going to try to get physical. They got a big-ass offense. Notre Dame's had a big offensive line since I was like 12 years old, haven't they? Haven't they always been big and physical and try to get after you? And we'll see how the front seven defensively for the Miami Hurricanes. That, to me, like, before we even get into everything, there's number one for you. There's number one key. By the way, we do have a lot of stuff, man. Marlins, maybe the most impressive sweep they've had in baseball in a long, long time. Being able, and I know Judge is out, not playing. I think he's expected back this week. But be able to come back on a Friday night down, what, 6-0, 9-4, come all the way back and win that game 13-12 with 3 in the ninth. Then come out, get a great pitching performance, shut out the Yankees. Ramirez, the rookie that they got in the Yankee deal for Jazz Chisholm, hits two home runs, two solo shots. Perez was outstanding pitching in that game. And then yesterday, after being down 1-0 after the first swing of the game, Stowers hits a three-run homer. His second one in this, had a grand slam also. So they win 7-3. Just playing great. No time to rest. The Astros are in town Monday, tonight, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But they have, I thought what they did on the West Coast with the Giants and the Diamondbacks, getting six straight from those two teams on that West Coast swing was impressive. But, man, that one, and I think a lot of it had to do with 32,000 the first night, a little more than 32,000, a little more than 34,000 on Saturday, and yesterday almost 35,000. They had over 100,000. We don't say this. We never say this. They had over 100,000 fans show up for three games at Marlins Ballpark. How about that? How about that? So, nice story there. And congratulations to Zach Seeler, who got a three-year, $67 million extension, $44 million, a little more than $44 million guaranteed. And so Zach is, that's what he wanted. And the way he handled it, we may never see another guy that wants a new contract sit out of that did not sit out. Stayed on the field for all 10 practices, team, individual, did not hold out, didn't do anything, made it clear he wanted his money. They knew it. And by the way, he had all the cards, man. He had all the best cards for that game of poker, man, because he had three young guys, and his importance to those three young guys outside of their coach is unbelievable. For what he needs to do. Austin Clark is a defensive line coach and a really good coach. But having Zach in the middle for those three guys, Grant Phillips and Biggers, is huge. Really going to be big. So he got it, and you couldn't be happier for that guy. And they haven't been giving out money this year. Everybody knows the money was all given out last year. And so I'm really happy. I really like Zach. I don't mind saying you like some guys and appreciate the way they go, but this guy, you know, his road. I think a lot of it has to do, the fan in all of us, has to do with you come from Ferris State. You had to walk on there. You get bigger and bigger, and you're physical, and you get drafted in the seventh round by the Ravens, but they cut you. And you get picked up by the Dolphins at that point when he was got cut. We were looking to get anything to help our team get better. And looking for potential. And Chris hit a home run on that one. Chris Greer hit a home run on a guy that was that good. Only defensive tackle, I believe, to have double-digit in sacks the last 2 years. And durable, productive, 75-tackle guy. A lot of hits on the quarterback. Stays in, plays every snap. and a leader, man. So a lot of good
Everyone agrees on this one, at least.
Yeah.
Though, right? I mean, you're not going to have anyone text in this morning like they shouldn't have paid this guy.
No. By the way, actually, it reinforces that they're trying to win. It reinforces.
I don't think that needed reinforcing.
Well, you know, people say, they're not
the world, I suppose. But.
But it just, and I do like the way they're talking, the way they're walking out there, the things they're saying. By the way, this has nothing to do with the fans. Has nothing to do with the media. It has to do with those guys in that locker. Everything has to do with, we don't win 8 games or 9 games. We don't win 10 games. We don't win, the team does. If you don't play well in cold weather, has nothing to do with the fans or the media. You can have guys you like or don't like in the media, but has nothing to do with what they write. So I heard this over the weekend, and I disagreed. I was out there all weekend trying to get caught up because we, Jimmy Cephalo and I have the game, and Goldie and Bo will be doing CBS, doing the TV broadcast. So we're just talking. They go, yeah, we feel like, you know, because the media has been a little negative on the team. I say, hey. I don't buy that. I stopped them. I go, I don't buy that. Whoa. No. No. The media reports, those guys, I know people don't believe it all the time. They're like fans. They want to have a good product. Everybody wants to have a good product. It's better to have a lot of great stories and those guys give you stuff and instead of all the other stuff that's been going around the team. Has nothing to do with the media. And media and the fans just listen to the media. Our fan base is very knowledgeable. I'm not saying everybody, but most of the fan base is very knowledgeable about how the team plays against certain teams, certain times of the year. Those things have popped up. They know the players that can play. They know the drama. They know the good, the bad. They have a pretty good idea. Now, listen, we're going to have debates on new guys this time of the year and who should play and who shouldn't play. And like Omar's been all over this Willie Gay thing. I'm saying, hey, man, Jordan Brooks and Tyrell Dotson are really good players. Tyrell Dotson came in here from Seattle. He kicked ass. Like, I'm not just going to put Willie Gay ahead of him, but they'll all play a lot. I'm not reading into one's going to play more than the other, and Willie Gay, he won't give Willie Gay. Like, they respect Willie Gay. Everybody's saying nice things about Willie Gay. We know about his resume with the Kansas City Chiefs and what he did. Yeah, we know that. He's been a good player. And the quarterback situation, I'm not trying to stir it up. I think Zach Wilson should be the backup quarterback. His 33 starts and that crummy, disgusting, and the coaching that he got with the Jets was with everybody else. Everybody else that's been there had the same thing. We got guys still trying to beat it, and we'll see if finally Justin Fields can figure it out with a new coaching staff and a bunch of new faces at the top. But I sat and watched Quinn Ewers make a lot of good throws and some strong throws. And things aren't going to change. The only way things will change is if Zach Wilson is horrible in the preseason. Oh. And even then, I don't think it'll happen.
Yeah, I mean, look, all kidding aside, like it is good to see. Like,
it's good either way.
Yeah.
So that's my point,
because
Woody. Good point
season,
by you.
Well, last season went off the rails because of that, right? Because you were fishing around for practice squad guys.
Right. We can't ever go through that.
It doesn't seem like they're going to.
Best
case scenario, this guy is Brock Purdy, right?
Well,
which would be awesome.
Anybody that's watched Quinn Ewers throw, first of all, I got to add this, he's been really accurate. His arm, he threw the ball down the field over the weekend. Now the writers, some of them have seen him more than I have and weren't surprised. Got a really, really good arm. And he's, you know, again, you can only do what you're asked to do, right, in practice and who they put him with. And
we've seen this before, though. We've
seen
guys play well in camp. And
well, listen, whether it's fair or not, he has one thing in common. He and Skyler were taking the same round.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And Skyler was a love affair for our fan base. Well,
but you know why that is, and you know why,
had a good preseason.
I'm joking with you about a QB controversy. Like, I'm joking with you about it, but I mean, half it's not joking because there are people that do not believe that QB1 is capable.
QB1.
You know that, though. You know that there's
a lot of I'm here because you're back again. Hey, QB1 should be the starting quarterback.
I'm not saying he shouldn't.
Clearly the best quarterback.
I'm not saying that he shouldn't. And he is. Yes, he is. But I'm just telling you, you know that there are fans that have given up on that guy.
Yes.
That don't think he's the guy.
Well,
you know that, though.
I think the biggest knock on him is not that. The biggest knock is he can't stay healthy 17 games.
I think that would be the biggest knock, but I do also think
there's a big one.
Group of fans out there, I don't know how big or small, but that don't think that he can play at a high level and win the big games.
Okay.
Which
I want to find that out.
Is fair because he hasn't proven that he can.
I want to find out. I want to see him. And listen, he stays healthy 17 games. Some of the better quarterbacks that on the good teams will beat him. It will happen. We're not going 17-0 with.
I am very aware of that.
Yeah. But you do want to see him play well. And the opportunities he has, whether it's a little rainy, cold, hot, whatever. Indoor, outdoor.
Look, man, they still got those same weapons on offense.
He's got some good ones. Waddle's had a really good camp. Jalen Waddle looks like a different guy, and I hope that's the case. And Tyreek has really picked it up over the last few days and more involved in everything else. And obviously, as Omar says, well, when he talks – everybody's going to listen, and whether he was joking or not, I think he does need attention. You agree with that? He needs, like, attention.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, he needs.
Yeah. I disagree. So Omar was going on about Noah Lyles and how Noah Lyles needs attention.
I didn't talk to him about that, but you're saying on social media.
Yeah, he was going on about it and how they're similar. I think Noah Lyles is a guy that just has to promote his sport because it's irrelevant. And I don't mean that in like a mean way. I'm not trying to get you riled up here, but you know that their sport is largely irrelevant.
Yes. Tyreek, a lot of people don't care about track.
Tyreek does not need to go on a video game stream or on a podcast or any of that stuff.
But I think he feels he does.
But Tyreek is relevant regardless, man.
He is.
I mean, he doesn't need to do that stuff.
But I think for his own product, he thinks he does.
You are one of the best players in the biggest sports league in the world.
Correct.
Like, you don't need to do all the extra stuff, but I get that he does seem to really like the attention.
I don't think Devon Achane's mad at him because I think he said it in passing. He didn't sit him down and go, I got to have a serious conversation with you. I mean, you shouldn't be third and one. You should never get the ball. Because Achane would go, I should get the ball because I can beat you and everybody else on this team in a race. And I got a chance to get to the house faster than you can. But
I think they joke with that. In this day and age in the NFL, I don't think guys want to have the ball taken out of their hands.
In the what?
I don't think a running back wants to have the ball taken out of his hands. I don't think he wants, you know, that can't feel good. Like, I don't care how much of a joke it is. It can't feel good to have your top wide receiver out there say, we got to get the ball out of this guy's hands. Sure, you are.
Devon Achane is trying to get a new contract. By the way, next on the list.
That ought to help.
And he is going, he's already going, I really need over 1,000 yards. I need to stay healthy. I need to get that yards per carry up to about 5.48, 4.9, 5.51 yards per carry.
He's very aware that they can replace him with a cheap third or fourth round pick.
Well,
and they can, right?
That's
how the running back position has gone, unless you're Saquon Barkley.
The only thing I would say that he's got going for him is he's the fastest, by far, the fastest running back in football.
Okay.
I mean, he runs 10-1, 200 meter a few years ago at Texas A&M.
Yeah, he has a bad season, banged up, whatever. They'll replace him with a draft pick.
Then they will, yes. Yes. Yeah, you get taken down from, you have a bad injury. And listen, the position of running back is you get hurt. There's a reason you got to have 3, 4, 5 guys because a lot of guys get hurt.
That position has been devalued so much over the years. From the feature, remember you used to have the feature back?
Yes. Well,
how many of those do we got going now? All of our fantasy football people out there about to start drafting.
When I played, there was a lot of guys. OJ, those guys were getting a lot of carries, man. A lot of.
Yeah. Were they getting 20-something carries a game?
A lot of guys carrying.
How many guys are getting
that now? A lot of guys trying to get that 2,000 yards, which, by the way, is kind of good last year. We had two guys kind of flirting around with 2,000 in the regular season. Because one guy did go over 2,000 yards. All right, we got to go to break. More stuff to get to here. And by the way, if you're just joining us, Clayton McCullough, the Marlins manager, will join us at 9 o'clock. Nice enough to get up this morning. By the way, no time to rest and enjoy those three wins, man. Houston's in town already. Hell, they're probably at the game yesterday, waiting there watching. All right, we'll have more stuff coming up here. Get you caught up with more news from the Miami Dolphins as well. But first, want to tell you about Around the Clock Air Conditioning Company. Oh, my gosh. They do so much. They really do, man. They got it rolling. Have now. I always like to throw out a few numbers with their Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Trained and certified technicians, 135 trucks on the road, 7 days a week. 36 years in the business, man. Big Daddy Lenny started this thing 36 years ago. Wow. Built with one truck, working 7 days a week, and he was doing all the work, man. Has built it up through the years. We lost him a couple years ago, but the great work ethic, the great work that they do with the best people, like trained and certified technicians, also licensed, experienced plumbers, and also working on Saturday and Sunday, as I said before, because it's important. Also, if you need a new air conditioning unit, you need a new water heater, we've got tons of them in the warehouse ready to go for you, all different sizes. So when you have a problem, the goal is always same-day installation. That's the goal every day, especially with this crazy heat going on right now. Nobody wants a dead air conditioning unit. Financing plans as well to help you out. Family-owned and operating, going stronger than ever at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. The next time you have a problem, just go to 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-349-6922. Here we go. Forever Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
Yeah, man, I think it's very important because football is a team sport, and I think whenever whenever guys, you know, are able to see me come out here and scritch with them, you know, it just keeps the engine rolling. You know what I'm saying, with the whole team. So it is important. The one day I did miss though, I was just dropping the kids off to the pool. So I mean, besides that, I'm out here every day, dog.
The longest time, though, you were coming out after everybody. Is that because you're stretching inside, or what's going on there?
No, I was just trying to see what y'all was talking about on Twitter before I came out. That's a serious answer, though. Was this last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a serious answer then. What? Did you want me to say more? You want me to expound on that? That's all I got to say. I just wanted to see what you guys were posting before I came out.
All right, that was the entertainment, Tyreek Hill. I don't get being late, okay? I just don't. I'm old school. I don't get being late. I get emergencies pop up. Things happen at home. You know, you call, I'm going to be late. You show it. That was a big thing last year. But I'm guessing team has talked to him. But I don't know, man. I try to block out whether he's talking about didn't know anything about the offense the first 3 years, never took any notes. Like why would you say that? What do you get? What? So you know everybody's gonna write it. And it's just like, and the national people are gonna take it more seriously than the locals that are around him and go, oh, he's just looking for attention. And then third and short, hey, I told Devon Achan, hey, Devon, honestly, man, you need to be out of the game. We need to give it to Gordon or Wright, not you. I don't know. We got a whole bunch of coaches making a lot of money to make that decision. We just need you to run and get open and make big plays. That's all we need. We're not asking you to, you know, you want to pat a couple guys on the back and
like we were just saying, I don't think any of the stuff he's saying is mean-spirited, but, like, it's not ideal, right? Like, telling the coaches how to use the running backs.
I think they're all used to it. I don't even think Mike responds to it. Do you? Like, he said he was going to punch Mike last year. Did he respond to
that?
Yeah,
like a small little BS response. But, yeah, because the problem is because he gets asked about it, right?
Hey, honestly, this goes back to what I said 6 months ago, 5 months ago, 4 months. They need him. They need him.
Yeah.
So they're doing everything they can to get him to be a team guy. and hoping he's really bought in. He's saying all the right things. He's signing autographs longer, and he's staying out longer, and he's working his ass off on the field. If you go out and watch him, the guy works, and he enjoys being out there. I've always said the guy looks like he truly enjoys being out on a football field. It's just the other stuff, and then everybody picks up that stuff. I see Pro Football Talk, Mike Scott, it all over the place. And
well, the good news is they won't be as big of a story now, right? Like, the Dolphins were an easy target a few weeks ago when there was nothing going on.
Mike
even said the same thing, right? He's like, there's just not a lot going on in the NFL world right now, and the Dolphins are an easy target for the national people to take aim at. But now there's the Cowboys story, I think, will be a bigger story.
Oh,
for
no,
a while.
No. And people are going to start looking, taking a closer look at all these quarterback competitions.
Yeah.
This thing in Indianapolis that's going on with the Colts right now, back and forth with these two. And you're right, the Cleveland Browns story and the Aaron Rodgers story taking over there. And
the Dallas thing's getting juicier by the day, though, huh?
Yeah, but Jerry likes it too. Now Jerry can't get – there's owner ego. That's a different level ego. That guy, hey, I know you're booing me. I know what you're doing. He ain't going anywhere. You know, at the end of the day, I get every deal done. I get it done, and it'll get done again. I'm not even paying attention to that man telling me he doesn't want to be on my team.
And it will get done, probably.
Yes.
I would assume, yeah.
Yes. But you have to pay every time he waits and another guy signs. He got to pay more money.
I know.
Because at the end of the day, that guy goes, I still think I'm the best player. I've been double-digit sacks.
He might be.
He might be the best of all of them,
he's
yes.
Right in there.
He might be the best of all of them. So anyway, but there is a lot of storylines. There is. There's a lot of good stories out there. And as long as the Dolphins and Tyreek can get this passing game, the explosive plays down the field, going like they did before last year, the 2 years, the best, one of the great passing games we've ever had in the history of this franchise. It felt like Clayton and Duper, right? For a couple years, we were talking about that. It felt like Danny and Mark with Tyreek and Jalen and Tua.
Yeah.
So
it's just funny. Like, the Dolphins will be on the back burner for a bit. Like, the topic they're talking about now, they were asking if J.J. McCarthy, if he can be just averaged, are the Vikings Super Bowl contenders.
If who?
J.J. McCarthy.
I don't know.
So there you go, man. Like, again, the Dolphins are not going to be the focus of the
I will tell you, though.
Unless something big happens.
People are saying, the guy, J.J., it's on you, man. You got all kinds of weapons.
Yeah.
You're loaded.
They got the Cowboys. They said, is this the best supporting cast that Dak Prescott has had since his rookie season?
See, Dak Prescott, to me, is not getting a hall pass either. He making more than anybody. And he's not showing he can win big games.
No, Dak Prescott is like Ryan Tannehill, like 2.0. They're like the same person.
Boy, and Jerry just loves his team. And, hey, God bless Jerry. Jerry is a marketing genius. He is.
I guess.
He's got the most valuable sports franchise in the world. In the world. Not even close. His thing's over $10 billion.
I mean, in fairness, you could run the Cowboys and they'd still be the most valuable franchise in the world.
Well, football right now, it's hard. Yeah. You're saying it's hard to kind of screw up the value because going up. Well, got some new TV contracts. I see all the apps are in. Hell yeah, here we go. Thank you, Netflix.
Boy, ever since they put that moron Rose in charge of the Cowboys, that thing has just really plummeted in value.
I don't think so. They're booing him. Saying they want their pass rusher, and he goes, I heard you today. I heard you. Heard you out there. Doesn't mean anything. He's going to be here. I don't care how many times he tells you he wants to be traded and things that have been said. Money takes care of everything and being a Dallas Cowboy.
I hate that he talks after every game right before the coach. That is the worst.
You put your coach in such a bad spot. But if you take the job, you know it's coming.
Yep.
You took it. And you know what I hear everybody say? There's only 32 of them. What are you going to do? Not take it?
Sure.
So people aren't aware of that. Right after the game, before the head coach can talk, Jerry Jones tells him what he saw during the game. And now the head coach got to answer Jerry Jones' questions and then talk about his team. That'd be tough.
Not a good situation.
The Eagles beat you by 30, and you got to, and he's just saying it's not acceptable. And the owner can't go, well, I don't pick the players. The friggin' owner and his kid do.
Well, that's why the Stephen Ross situation is really ideal, isn't it? You got an owner that doesn't speak.
Stays right? out of it. Can't stop by practice the other day. People were even surprised to see him. His family comes out a little bit. Future owners of the team do yep. come around a little bit.
Throws money at every problem. Throws money at stuff that isn't a problem, right? You need a new facility? Here you go.
Yes.
Like, he's kind of the ideal owner, isn't he?
Well,
I know some of his decisions.
Well, that's what fans don't have a problem with the money spends. The problem is fans think sometimes he falls in love with people in his organization yeah. that they don't think they should be there. That's been mm-hmm. only knock on him. But he's not running the show every day. He didn't come in and say, draft this guy, draft that guy. I don't think he's ever done that. All right, we got to go to break, man. We've got a lot of good stuff to get to here.
By the way, I don't blame him for not doing a rebuild this time around. I know a lot of people wanted to rebuild and fire everyone. Like, I get it. At his age, he doesn't want to do that again. I get that.
They want to run it back with the guys that he has under contract. And tell him,
say, I'm way off base. Ross is the problem.
The Ross is the problem?
Yeah. I just don't agree with that. I don't think that he's the problem.
The only problem is that people are upset with, right after the season and loss of the Jets,
mm-hmm.
that a press release ready to go that said everybody will be yeah. back. That's why.
And he probably decided, hey, I'm 85 years
yes,
old. I don't want to go through another 6-year roll of the dice to see if it works.
I think Mike met with him before that Jets game and said, what's the deal? Say, we think we can stay healthy. We still have a really good team. And I think he said, hey, we're not spending a lot of money. I'm not doing what we did last year. And
I also think Stephen Ross is a smart man. I don't think he's an idiot, Joe. I don't think these guys have feed him stuff, and he just goes, yes, whatever you say, Chris. Like, I don't think that's the case.
I agree.
He's obviously a smart guy.
I think he's got people around him, but at the end of the day, he is the only one that made that decision to have everybody back. That was he said, and I think he likes him. I think he likes a relationship with him. But we got to win more games.
I just think firing the GM and coach makes things very, very messy, right? Because then you got to get rid of your quarterback. You just paid a lot of money to.
No, everything's tied in. No, the Tua deal's tied in with Mike gets the most out of Tua. I don't disagree with all that. So
he didn't want to go down that road, and that's understandable whether people like
it. I think the owner wanted, and again, I haven't told anything about their meetings, but if I was to hear about the meetings, that our owners, the smart guys you said, and would want to know what's game plan for us to get better. What are we doing about the quarterback situation? Let's start with that because that's the first thing. We can't count on Tua playing 17 games, so what do we work? You guys can tell him fall better, slide better, throw the ball away faster, all those things, but what's the other plan? What's the insurance plan? And go, wait, we're going Zach. They signed Zach Wilson right after free agency. I mean, that thing started, and it was like, Zach Wilson joins the Miami Dolphins. Whoa, holy crap. Whoa, that was fast. And then Quinn Ewers. Man, I got to tell you, I didn't think much of Quinn Ewers last year at Texas. I know everybody's told me he's banged up because I heard it all weekend. I go, man, he's making some throws. And he got strong arm. Quinn Ewers got a strong arm.
Well, you know how that goes.
It's just fun to watch.
It's going to translate from college to pros. You never know.
But I got to tell you, man, it's just good to see. That's all I'm saying. Not reading. I'm just saying for the throws he took with the third group or running him a little bit with the second, and we'll see him in the preseason, and we can all see it together. But it looked pretty damn good. All right, we got to go to break here, man. A lot more stuff to get to here this morning. I do want to take a second to talk to you about something that I dealt with and maybe you haven't had to deal with yet. Low T and ED. Oh, man, I got to tell you, it's embarrassing. So embarrassing. So embarrassing. You're at rock bottom when you talk about it. I mean, guys don't go around going, hey, buddies. Hey, guys, come here. I didn't go around to all my guys. I got four or five of my guys. I didn't go, hey, guys. Low T and ED have hit me and hit me hard. Come on, Joe. What are you doing? You can't tell people that. Well, I had it. And thank God I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Oh, man, my energy level was better real fast. My sex drive was back, and I mean, it was shot there for a while. Not only that, man, but I just, you know, I went on my summer vacations, and I was going on long walks, and was running around in the mountains, and took a nice trip with my wife, and we just, 7 days, man, of just, like, I felt good. I just felt good at this age to still be so active, and that's just what I've been telling everybody. Atlantic Men's Clinic works. It works unbelievable. You're going to get great results. Atlantic Men's Clinic takes care of ED and low T. I tell them, everybody, they do it a professional way. They do all the testing for you, the T, the PSA test. Not only that, you meet with their professionals, and they put you on a program that's perfect for you. And that's what I really like. 7 locations, a brand new one in Hollywood that you're really going to like, man. Again, great people, great results waiting for you. But you got to set up that first appointment. It's the most important one. 877-455-7300. Go down and meet with them. Find out what they have to say. And then jump on the program and get ready for great results fast. That's what it's all about. You want to turn back the clock? Have more energy? Get your sex drive back and chase that little lady around? Atlantic Men's Clinic. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com and get more information today. And welcome back, and happy Monday morning to everybody out there. Hope you had a good weekend, man. Besides being out at camp and watching a little Yankees and Marlins baseball, maybe more than my wife would have appreciated at the time. Speaking of that, the skipper, Clayton McCollough, Marlins manager, will join us. Pumped up, man. Good, really. You know what? Remember Woody a couple months ago? We had him on and go, man, there's just something different about your team, the way you guys play. They're fun to watch. They play the game the right way for that, if people still care, that they're well coached, they're developing. They got it. By the way, they got a pitching rotation right now. A lot of teams in baseball would like to have. They got three guys three nights in a row that throw at 97, 98 miles an hour. They like that. So anyway.
Well, you know what tonight is? Tonight is Bark at the Park.
Is it?
Yeah. You can go, go sit in the upper deck and bark. And also Dollar Kids tickets tonight.
Man. So, all right.
They got stuff all week. You hear this one Tuesday?
What do you got Tuesday?
They moved to Tuesday. We got first 5,000 fans receive an LED blue bracelet. Enjoy autograph signing opportunities with Billy the Marlin. A variety of prizes and giveaways at the ADT pop-up space located near Section 17. Taco Tuesday as well.
Taco Tuesday, always good on Tuesday. Nothing wrong with that, brother.
And that's then Wednesday's the 4 for 44.
Oh, that's a great one, by the way. That is that's a good one. You're right.
So there you go, man.
Yeah, I forgot about
Salute
that.
Salute and Serve Day, by the way, is on Tuesday.
Okay.
First responders, active military, veterans, fire rescue, police, and healthcare professionals. 2 comp tickets at the box office.
All right. Good stuff, Woody. Good stuff. I'm glad you did that. I am. I'm glad we
it's a good product to promote right now.
We hit that one, man. I tell you, nobody gets excited in professional sports. You go, hey, your team's back at 500. But from where they were and what was expected of this team to be sitting here now at 55-55 –
people said they were going to lose, 100 games?
No, they're not losing.
It seems unlikely, yes.
They keep playing. You know what? All of a sudden you get, now again, I'm not going to get ahead of myself but you get 8, 9, 10 games over 500. You don't do it overnight. You win 2 out of 3, you know. You're not going to win every series, but you just stay away from the long losing streaks. And you, I mean, they've had, what, an 8-game winning streak? A couple of 4-game winning streaks. They're on a 5-game winning streak right now. A lot of good stuff. And then my man Jack McCann. I love Jack McCann when he was around. Gosh, that Yankee series. Speaking of Yankees, that Yankee series and the World Series.
That was an all-timer.
Jack McCann, everything he did worked. He was going to church, coming out of church. The big man was giving him some ideas, and he goes, you know what? Josh Beckett's going to pitch on sixth game. I know he's supposed to pitch the seventh game. I asked him how he feels. I feel like let's just get this thing over with. Remember all the criticism he took? Jack goes, hey, don't worry about it, man. I've been going to church every day. I'm good. It worked. Everything. Starting pitchers were relief pitching. Every guy he put in utility hit a double. I mean, it was like, man, Jack, you're rolling the hot dice. So anyways, cool to see Jack McCann out there and stuff. So that was a nice moment. That was and fun moment for me. You know, people always ask, hey, what's some of the fun things you've done since working in sports and radio and TV? And that six-game series with the Yankees is right up there. Right there, right up there.
I think most fans would agree with you. People my age, I mean, that thing was awesome. It was when we were in high school.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Yeah, that
right
stuff
around
was
the time the Dolphins won their last playoff game, right? Speaking of that, Joe, our training camp reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Colleges.
You're a bad guy.
MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today.
This week coming up, and by the way, this week goes right into next week because the team's not coming home. They're going to Chicago Wednesday night. And they're not coming home till the following Saturday night. So they will be on the road. This first time it's ever happened. I can remember team not coming home in between. They're going to have the practices against each other. And so we're going to know a lot about the cornerback position, the tackle position, because they are going to be going against the ones and the twos against the twos. And the practices and everybody get evaluated almost like a preseason game for those. But then on top of that, the preseason games still matter. They do. Because the Dolphins got to figure out how many guys do you have that you really want to keep. You're not going to keep a guy if you're not going, well, he's got a chance to get better. If the guy is just this is what he is, you got to get rid of him. You got to find 53 guys for and get set. And I'm guessing we could pick up 2, 3, 4 guys after the final cuts are made from other teams. You might trade for a guy in there too if you think he's got a chance to make a difference. Usually if I'm taking a guy and I'm trading for a guy, team's loaded at one position where you're not, cornerback or tackle, then, which by the way, everybody's looking for cover, corners, and extra tackles, so let's not get carried away about that. But you might trade a 6th or 7th round pick. You might do it. But we're going to find out, man. We're going to find out about Storm Duck, Kendall Sheffield, Cornell Armstrong, Mike Hilton, Jack Jones, the list, Ethan Bonner. All those guys are going to get a chance. Even Cam Smith if he comes back and he's not hurt. I got to tell you, though, if I'm Cam Smith and I know I'm already on double secret probation, I don't know this soft tissue thing, but that soft tissue better turn into hard tissue real quickly because your ass needs to get back out on that field. That thing about you being a second-round pick, that's running out real fast. That thing's running out.
Is that how that works with the tissue?
Soft tissue. I don't even know what soft – I never heard tissue when I was playing.
You said you hope it goes from soft to hard.
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
I don't know, but I never heard of soft tissue when I played. That soft tissue is brand new. I'll tell you what else is new.
When you played, though.
No, but I never heard of, like, oh, he's got soft tissue. Did I sprain my ankle?
We need hard tissue.
And you know the other thing I never heard of was a high ankle sprain versus the regular. Like, you sprained your ankle, it was just sprained. So I didn't know about all that stuff. Hey, we've got to go to break here. We've got 9 o'clock hour. Skip's going to join us. Looking forward to it. Really looking forward to having Clayton McCall on with us. Marlins manager, when we come back, we'll have that for you. So stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.